I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World, today featuring the plaintive and rebellious voice of Zimbabwe's Thomas Mapfumo. Banning Air is a music writer and a guitarist, editor of the PRI show Afropop Worldwide, and he joins me on The World to talk about his just-published book about Thomas Mapfumo. It's called Lion Songs, Thomas Mapfumo and the Music That Made Zimbabwe. Welcome, Banning.
Thanks, Marco. Great to be here.
So, to begin with, Mapfumo was born when Zimbabwe was still Rhodesia. Just lay out the key historical markers in Mapfumo's own story that track the history of Zimbabwe up until independence in 1980.
Sure. He's born 1945 at the height of Rhodesia, which is a fairly young colonial country at that point, only established really in the very end of the 19th century. He comes of age in Harare in the 60s, singing rock and roll. And by the 1970s, the liberation struggle is on full bore, and he becomes a champion of putting traditional music into pop music and sliding in subversively political and cultural messages. Then we get to independence, where he's a great sort of muse of the revolution and a heroic figure and makes fantastic new music through the 80s. But towards the end of the 80s, he starts to sour on the Mugabe regime and call them out for corruption. And the party gets a little bit more difficult after that. And at this point, he's living in exile in Oregon.
So when Mapfumo was younger, when he was a rock and roller in the 60s, was he addressing white minority rule in what was then Rhodesia?
Well, because when he was a rocker, he was just singing cover songs. He wasn't addressing anything. He addressed white minority rule when he started writing his own songs and bringing tradition into it. And, you know, so there's a famous one. There's a CD that goes with the book that tracks some of the key landmark songs. One of the early ones is called Bamro Mochete. It's only talk. And he's talking back to Ian Smith, who's saying, there will never be a black government here, not in 1,000 years. And Thomas...
Ian Smith, the white leader of Rhodesia.
Exactly.
Was still a British colony.
Hanging on. And Thomas is calling him out. He never says that's what the song is about, but people in the know realize.
What was Mapfumo's first connection with Robert Mugabe? I mean, Mugabe was this big rebel leader and fought in the Rhodesian Bush War.
Right. Well, no one met Mugabe. He was in prison for 10 years, and then he went off fighting from Mozambique. And it was only when he returned for the big pre-election rally at the beginning of 1980 that there was the possibility to meet him directly. And Thomas never really had a relationship with Mugabe. He's met him a few times. You know, you hear there's a wonderful quote on the CD where he's looking back on the whole thing and talking about the failure of Mugabe as a president. But he also says, you know, people look at him as a hero, and I look at him as a hero too. So he has very complex feelings about the man.
So it seems when Mugabe became more authoritarian, that's when life got troublesome for Mapfumo in Zimbabwe. Is that correct? I mean, what were the first signs that Mapfumo was disillusioned with Mugabe?
Well, I think that, you know, looking back on it, he says, you know, these guys, they thought they were like little gods when they came back from Mozambique and Zambia. They just lorded their war experience over everyone, and they had such a high opinion of themselves. And this is what led to all this corruption and just pocketing of money. And that meant that there weren't proceeding on land reform, redistributing land, which was really probably the biggest objective, more than white rule. It was getting the land back in the hands of people, which Mugabe had never
White-owned land, giving it to black farmers.
Effectively, yes. And Mugabe hadn't made much progress on that for the first couple of decades. And also the education, health, all these things were just not living up to the promises. So Thomas actually felt just that on policy and just delivery level, the government wasn't delivering. And then when all this corruption started to come forward, that he began to address directly, famously in the song Corruption in 1989. And then after that, when you get to sort of the thuggishness of the war veterans seizing farms in the late 90s, and Thomas thought that was just a terrible way to proceed. He had a song called Mari Manzara, You Are Harvesting Hunger, basically saying, you know, the way you're doing this is hurting the country, and it's just wrong.
ultimately, Thomas Mafumo and his whole family leave Zimbabwe and move to the United States. I mean, that seems like a really drastic move. What precipitated that?
It was really a choice. The way I see it is it was a choice of his family over his career. You know, his kids were just hitting school age right when Zimbabwe's economy was totally tanking and everything was just going horribly. And he just thought, you know, I want them out of there. And it hurt him career-wise. There's no question about it, you know.
How does he feel today living in Eugene, Oregon, and kind of, you know, it's kind of the American dream. It's the American West. Does he miss having that role in Zimbabwean history?
Oh, yes, very much so. And he continues to make music that does get noticed and have some impact at home. But yeah, he would love to be going home at least on a regular basis to perform, if not to actually go. I think he'd actually like to go back and live there. But each time he is that close to arranging some huge mega concert there, he pulls back for some reason. It's never entirely clear, but I think that the general dynamic is that the government is always trying to get involved, and you know, they're involved with everything. They run everything in Zimbabwe now. So, and he just starts to feel like it's going to look wrong. It's going to look like he's being manipulated, and so he hasn't done it. But he will. Sooner or later, he'll go back there, and it'll be something after 10 years.
Does he have to wait for Robert Mugabe to die before it happens?
Very likely, but I'm not sure Robert Mugabe is ever going to die.
Maybe the one person on earth we can say this about. Banning Air with the PRI program Afropop Worldwide and the author of the newly published biography of Thomas Mafumo, Lion Songs. Great talking with you. Thank you, Banning.
Thanks, Marco. Great to be here.
Thomas Mafumo, from his 2006 release Rise Up, takes us out today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back with you tomorrow. I'm